G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here. Greetings, one and all, and welcome to the summer series of Real Country. This is another of the most requested, most popular Real Country shows from this year. Enjoy.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and welcome to a very special edition of my Real Country for another week. Now, before we get into why it's special, don't forget you can give us a call anytime on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That's 1-300-929-516. Now, this week, for Social Country, I normally put a post up on Facebook every single week about what you're listening to and what you want to hear as part of the request section of the show. And this time, I asked a question. What is your all-time favourite country song? And I was so overwhelmed with responses across all social media platforms and email, I thought, you know what? Let's mix it up a bit and do a very special Real Country show dedicated to your all-time favourite country tracks as voted by you. Part one. Why? Because I want to do this throughout the year because there is just so many great songs I didn't get time to play and some great requests too. So I thought I'd kick it off with a song that was released on June 6, 2005. And it was actually an idea that came to one half of this duo after a show in Minnesota. It was written with the bass player of their touring band. Of course, I'm talking about the band Brooks and Dunn, or the duo Brooks and Dunn. And as McBride says, the bass player in the touring band, he came running onto the tour bus and he says, "How about this idea?" He does the big howl and then says, "Play something country." It was inspired by Gretchen Wilson, with whom they'd been touring with. And, you know, after Gretchen was told that the whole song was modelled on her, she fell in love with it straight away. And this one actually was a request on Facebook from Josh. I reckon that's a great idea. So how about we play something country? This is Brooks and Dunn.
Said I'm a whiskey-drinking cowboy chasing hell of a time. I like Kenny, Keith, Allen, and Patsy Cline. I'm a full-grown queen bee looking for honey. Hi-hoo-hoo, I'll play something country. Yeah, the band took a break, the DJ played P. Diddy. She said, "I didn't come here to hear something thumping from the city," said I. I shaved my legs, I paid my money. Ha woo, play something country. Ha woo, I'll play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hank it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, "I'm a George Strait junkie." Ha woo, play something country. Play something country. Well, the bartender, yeah, y'all, it's closing time. She got this wild look on her face and said, "Your truck or mine?" I know a place down the road, it's kind of funky. Hi-hoo-hoo, out in the country. Play something country. Crank up the band, play the steel guitar. Hang it up a little, let's rock this bar. Threw back a shot, yelled, "I'm a George Strait junkie." Hi-woo-hoo, play something country. Hi-woo-hoo, now play something country. Thank you.
country. Hi-hoo-hoo, play something country.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
I hear people talking about their great big cities, how they claim to never go to sleep. Really haven't seen this small town raging on a Friday. Well, let me tell you, that's good enough on me. Yes, it is. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Well, we had a cousin visit us once from the big smoke. On the rope at the river, she didn't even give it a swing. By the end of the week, she was mixing it up with the locals. She hit the track with the Outback under her skin. Yes, she did. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on and spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does. Boots on Main Street to pub, no rush. Rough and ready is fine by me. What country is, what country does. Say hey, brother, and how are you, cuz? Come on in and we'll make a fuss. That's what country is and what country does. Say hey, brother, you cuz? Come on in, spend some time with us. That's what country is and what country does. That's what country is and what country does. Yes, it does now. Country is, country does.
Thank you, Louise, on Facebook. This was your all-time favourite country track, and it was indeed Troy Cassidaly, Country Is, which incidentally isn't just your all-time favourite country track. It actually won Single of the Year in 2013, being this year, at the Golden Guitar Awards as well, and Troy was most happy about that. He's such a humble, beautiful bloke, and really a good fella as well. So, well done. Great selection there from the home album, although Country is a great track. But for me, it's a bit of a tie between Country Is and Home. I love both of those, and the rest of the album's pretty cool too. Troy Cassidaly, Country Is. Thank you, Louise. Very, very good selection there. Now, Rachel on email has, a different all-time favourite country track. Tamara Stewart wrote this song, Women in Song, and I think it's perfectly fitting for this because it kind of acknowledges some of the great female country songwriters. And, you know, it was just such a brilliant idea for Tamara to put this together. It's on her Appleseed album. It actually also won a Golden Guitar for Vocal Collaboration of the Year. She's heard here, Tamara Stewart with Sarah Storer, and Felicity as well, which is great. It is a fantastic song, and also a really good video clip too. So if you want to check out our Facebook page, I'll post the video clip sometime this week so you can have a sticky beak at it. It's absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Rachel, on email with her all-time favourite country track, Tamara Stewart, Women in Song. Here it is.
Women in song, weave a tune or a rhyme. Love a man, raise your kids, hum a soft lullaby. And you shine on the stage like the lights coming over the hill. Women in song, it was tents and guitars. It was dust on the sheets and nights under stars. And the ringers got misty when you'd sing Rusty, It's Goodbye. Sing like the stars in the outback, hearts in the songs of the land that you love. Stories the whole world can sing along. Women in song. Women in song, blaze a trail, share the load. Axle deep caravans, feed the band, do the show. Rise with the song larks at dawn to walk a country mile.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Hi, this is Drew.
And this is Troy.
And we are
McAlister Kemp.
And you're listening to
Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Yeah.
I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up and drink to it.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. If you would like to learn a whole heap more about Real Country and check out all things country, check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, back to our show. It's a special edition of Real Country today with your all-time favourite country tracks as voted by you. Now, we did this via social media. We put the post out there and we got such an overwhelming response that, you know, I thought I'd mix it up a bit and make the entire show some of these fantastic all-time favourite country songs of yours. And from the Real Country Facebook page, Michael is a big fan of McAlister Kemp and also their anthemic song, which is, I don't know if that's a new word or not, but I'm going to use it anyway, anthemic song, Country Proud, fantastic song, and also the title track of their album. Now, the album was released March 16, 2012, so I put that in the new category of fantastic all-time favourite country songs. Thank you very much, Michael, on the Real Country Facebook page for putting that post there. Absolutely fantastic track. McAlister Kemp, Country Proud on Real Country.
I make no bones about it. I come from a little town. I ain't going nowhere. My roots run deep down in the ground. Got me an honest job. Jacked up ride, I smoke tally hoes. Yeah, I'm the king of the simple life. I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get off with my boots on. Fill your cup and raise it up and twit to an old slim dusty song. Everybody from all around, show me your country. Show me your country. Country girl, when they come to party, they go hard and rock my world. And they get loud, get down, they're not going off with their boots on. Fill your cup, raise it up, and drink to an old slim dusty song. Everybody from all around, show me your country. Get up with my boots on, fill your cup, raise it up. I'd like to get loud and get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on, fill your cup, raise it up, and drink to an old slim dusty song. Get loud, get down. I'd like to get up with my boots on, fill your cup, and raise it up, and drink to an old slim dusty song. Everybody from all around,
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Baby, I'm place limits in your mind. I say mountains are there to climb, taking the view one day at a time. 'Cause I'm a dreamer, 'cause baby, I'm a dreamer. I'm a head in the clouds, make believer. 'Cause I'm a dreamer, yeah.
Jetty Road, I'm a Dreamer, again in the new category of all-time favourite country songs. And Jetty Road are actually one of my all-time favourite country groups. I just reckon they're fantastic. They've got a really, really great sound. They're great people. And they, you know, pump out some great music and also fly the flag for Australian country really, really well. Jetty Road, I'm a Dreamer. And that was Steve on Facebook. That was his all-time favourite country track, and, you know, can't blame him. Great song. Great song. Great choice. Now, Joel on Facebook threw this one at us. Randy Travis. Now, I'm a big fan of Randy Travis. I reckon he's done some great stuff. He's recorded, what, 20 studio albums, and he's charted more than 50 singles on the Billboard Hot Country Songs charts. And this song that I'm about to play was not one of them. As Randy said, it's a great song, but it was never a single, and it's not the sort of song that radio would normally play. Well, I beg to differ here at Real Country. I think it is a fantastic song. It's actually been covered quite a few times, and Randy Travis did Joel's favourite version, and, you know, also mine. It was also the name of a Willie Nelson album, and Willie Nelson did indeed do the song as well. Of course, I'm talking about A Horse Called Music. This is Randy Travis's version. It's a very special live version as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Riding along on a horse, he called on music with a song on his lips and a tear in his eye. He dreams of a time and a lady loved him, and how he would sing her sweet lullaby. We don't ever ask him, and he never talks about her. I guess it's just better we just let it slide. And he'd sing, ooh, to the ladies, and ooh, made some sigh. He'd ride away on a horse he called you. with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes. He wrote the music from Boston to Bozeman for not too much money, but way too much ride. But those were the days when a horse would call music, could jump through the moon and scale across the sky. Now all that's left is a time worn cowboy with nothing more than the sweet by and by. And trailing behind is a horse with no rider, a horse he called memories she used to ride. And he'd sing, ooh, to the ladies, ooh, he made some sign that he'd ride away on a horse he called music, with a pain in his heart and a tear in his eyes. High on a mountain in western Montana, two crosses cut through a cinnamon sky, marking a place where a horse he called music lays with a cowboy in the sweet by and by.
That was Randy Travis, A Horse Called Music. Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much, Joel, for suggesting that on our Real Country Facebook page. Now, if you would like to see the clips to the songs that we play each week on Real Country, all you need to do is like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Real Country, or you can do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Show us some like. There's some great news, some fantastic video clips from the songs we play, and a whole heap more. You're going to love it. facebook.com/Real Country, or search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country on Facebook. Now, so much more to come on this very special edition of Real Country. Of course, this week is all about your all-time favourite country songs as voted by you. Now, still to come, we've got some classic Lee Kernaghan, not to mention some Dolly Parton, Reba McEntire, and I can't wait for this, Slim Dusty. All of this and more on the other side of the break.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Les, and we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo!
It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, g'day. It's Colin Buchanan here, and I'm standing right in the epicenter of Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and it's unbelievable.
It's more than wheels and steel, it's a way of life, tractors and bikes.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. Check out www.realcountrymix.com for all things country. Now, this week, we are absolutely in the dead set middle of our all-time favourite country songs as voted by you, part one, because I'm planning on doing this throughout the year as well, because there's just so many great country songs out there. And a lot of you guys have some fantastic favourites, just like Jennifer, who left us this post on Facebook. And she's so into this song that she's actually got it tattooed on her. Well, I'm not sure if she's actually into the song or the album or both, but I'm talking about Lee Kernaghan's Electric Rodeo. Now, the album is the sixth album released by Lee, and it peaked at number five on the ARIA charts back in 2002. And the second song on that fantastic Electric Rodeo album was indeed the title track. And here it is right now, just for you, Jennifer, because you've got it tattooed on you. This is Lee Kernaghan, Electric Rodeo, here on Real Country.
Life is like a rodeo. That ride can throw you around. It can take you to the heavens or send you crashing to the ground. And it's not a dress rehearsal, it's learning as you go. And I'm just another rider in this electric rodeo. Put on your boots and saddle, ride that Mustang out the chute. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you gotta take your chances and give that dice a throw. When you ride the electric rodeo, the electric rodeo. Well, I can't promise there'll be no hurting, I only wish I could. There'll be times I'll let you down with someone less than I should. Girl, this life I give you, it's the only life I know. Wanna ride with you forever on this electric rodeo. Put on your boots and saddle, ride that Mustang out the chute. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you gotta take your chances and give that to throw when you ride the electric rodeo. When you ride the electric rodeo. Well, life is like a rodeo, dreams are won and lost. It's the way it's always been for cowboys like us. We'll
Now, continuing with our theme of all-time favourite country songs as voted by you, maybe I should have thought of a shorter title for that. We've got some more fantastic music. Dolly Parton is a great artist, and Tanya Lee on our Facebook page again said that this was one of her favourites. It's the song Jolene. It tells the tale of a housewife confronting a voluptuous seductress who she believes is trying to steal her husband and begging her, please don't take my man. Now, Dolly said that the inspiration for the story was a tall, red-headed bank teller who she believed was flirting with her husband. And confirming this was her husband's apparent vulnerability to the teller's charm when he suddenly had a massive interest in making frequent trips to the bank. In her live performances of the song, she often states she fought the woman tooth and nail for her husband, and the name Jolene came from a beautiful little red-headed girl with green eyes who sought her autograph at a concert. Now, it came from the album Jolene, and it was actually released in October 1973, and it's been covered by so many people, Olivia Newton-John, The White Stripes, The Sisters of Mercy, Darcy Clay, Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and Me First and the Gimme Gimmes. Now, if it's anything like they've done with any of their other stuff, that's probably worth a check out or a download on iTunes, because that'll be a very interesting version. Anyway, we're not going to play that version from Me First and the Gimme Gimmes today. We're actually going to play the original version that Dolly Parton did for the song that she actually wrote. Jolene, thank you so much, Tanya Lee. This is a great song and definitely worthy of being one of our all-time favourite country songs. Here it is.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just cause you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene,
Now, just letting you know, if you are enjoying the show or you'd like to listen to the show again or any of our previous shows, you can access it absolutely free. Hang on, how much is that? Free. That's right. That's in everybody's price range. How do you do this? Well, go to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country and then click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss an episode of Real Country again. And you'll have it on your device or your laptop ready to go at a moment's notice. So you can re-listen to anything you want, particularly your favourite episodes. So that's the Real Country Podcast. All you need to do is head to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice and download or subscribe Ben Sorensen's Real Country. It's a great way re-listen to some of your favourite Real Country moments. Now, while we're talking about favourite moments, this week's entire show is all about our all-time favourite country tracks as voted by you. And coming up after the break, I'm actually really excited because this is one of my all-time favourite songs by one of my all-time favourite country artists. And if you're a fan of Aussie country, you should be able to guess exactly who this is. A Kempsey boy, son of a cattle farmer, he adopted his stage name in 1938 at 11 years of age. Early musical influences included Jimmy Rogers, and he's got such a massive, massive array of albums. In fact, there are too many to mention, and has just influenced so many country artists right across Australia and the world, and is also an inductee into the ARIA Hall of Fame. He's also won an unequaled 37 Golden Guitar Awards. So who is it? Well, it should be pretty easy to guess with all of that information there, particularly if you're a fan of Aussie country. But all will be revealed right after this break.
Hey folks, this is Dana Hassel and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Buying a car is a big commitment. You need to make sure you have the right car at the right price before you sign on the dotted line. So the best thing to do before you buy a car is log on to the Behind the Wheel website. At behindthewheel.com.au, you'll find dozens of unbiased and independent new car reviews. Browse by different manufacturers and find exactly what's right for you. While you're at behindthewheel.com.au, check out the latest car industry news, read motorcycle reviews and news, and pick up some handy road safety tips too. Don't sign anything until you visit behindthewheel.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country right across Australia and New Zealand. Don't forget to check out our website, realcountrymix.com. Now, who was I talking about before the break? Of course, I was talking about Slim Dusty. Now, I've had so many emails, Twitter posts, and also Facebook messages about their favourite Slim Dusty song, or everyone's favourite Slim Dusty song. Now, I've got quite a few. He was just such an amazing artist, and such an amazing human as well, and his music and his work still give so much to Australian country even after he's passed. He was a singer, songwriter, and producer, his career successfully spanning seven decades. He was known to record songs in the legacy of Australian poets like Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson that represented the Australian bush lifestyle. And he was also known for plenty of his fantastic trucking songs. Slim Dusty was also the first Australian to have a number one hit song with Gordon Parsons, the song A Pub With No Beer. He also received an unequaled 37 Golden Guitar Awards, two ARIA Awards, and was proudly inducted into the ARIA Hall of Fame and the Country Music Roll of Renown. Now, at the time of his passing at age 76, Slim Dusty had been working on his 106th album. In 2007, his domestic record sales in Australia surpassed 7 million. So that gives you an idea exactly how much we love Slim. And again, one of my favourite Slim Dusty songs. And, you know, also, Louise, Andrew and everyone else that sent me an email or a message. Here it is right now on Real Country, and I'm really pleased that I'm able to bring this to everyone through Real Country. This is Slim Dusty Duncan.
I love to have a beer with Duncan. I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate, yeah. I love to have a beer with Colin. I love to have a beer with Colin. We drink in moderation, and it doesn't really matter if he brings his doll. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Colin, 'cause Colin's me mate. I love to have a beer with Kevin. Oh, I love to have a beer with Kev. We drink in moderation, and he drives me home in his big old ship. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Kevin, 'cause Kevin's me mate. I love to have a beer with Patrick. I love to have a beer with Pat. We drink in moderation, and it wouldn't really matter if the beer was flat. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Patrick, 'cause Patrick's me mate. Change key. I love to have a beer with Robert. I love to have a beer with Bob. We drink in moderation, just one more and back on the job. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Robert, 'cause Robert's me mate. I love to have a beer with Duncan. Oh, I love to have a beer with Duncan. We drink in moderation, and we never, ever, ever get rolling drunk. We drink at the town and country, where the atmosphere is great. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate. I love to have a beer with Duncan, 'cause Duncan's me mate.
One more.
I just love Slim Dusty's music, and I absolutely adore it. So if you go to the Real Country Facebook page, I'll be posting some Slim Dusty videos throughout the week. So definitely check it out. That's facebook.com/realcountry, facebook.com/realcountry, or search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Now, the next track that is exactly like the others, as in all-time favourite country tracks, and definitely worthy of being so, is a song by Reba McEntire. And it was suggested by Jackie on Twitter. And this is one of her all-time favourites, and deservedly so. This is Reba McEntire, Fancy.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming, and it fitting me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off, and I'm real sick, and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true.
and I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. And took the baby, mama died, and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in and off the streets. 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, you are.
I charmed a king, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse where I ain't the man.
She ain't the man.
She ain't the man. Now, in this world, there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites, they call me bad. Criticize mama for turning me out, no matter how little we had. But though I ain't had to worry about nothing from now on 15 years, well, I can still hear the desperation in my poor mama's voice ringing in my ears.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down.
Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you,
that was one of the most popular shows from earlier in the year, and you can get a copy of this show and all of our others by simply subscribing to our podcast on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. We're also still chatting away on social media, and I would love you to join me there, in particular at facebook.com/realcountry. That's our Facebook page, and we'd love you to show it some like. Or if that's all a bit too much to remember, don't stress, you can get it all from Real Country Mix. That's it from me this week, and I will see you next week at the same time on the same station for another of our most requested shows on the summer series of Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.